We are now joined by former President Jimmy Carter, who, as we just heard, has been a driving force behind the eradication of guinea worm. President Carter, welcome to the program once again.
It's a pleasure to be on NPR. Thank you.
This must be a gratifying moment for you, I assume.
Well, it's very pleasing to me. We've come from 3.5 million cases down to just 2 cases so far this year is all we've had confirmed, and so we're making good progress.
Can you tell us about how you first became aware of this disease and what it was that moved you to spend so many years supporting efforts to eradicate it?
Well, my former drug czar, Dr. Peter Bourne, after he left the White House, became an Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and they put him in charge of a decade of water. And he came down to the Carter Center to give us a report on diseases caused by impure water. And he talked about guinea worm, and I decided at that time, since no one else was addressing the disease, that the Carter Center should take this on. So we began to consult with the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Don Hopkins was there, and eventually he came over to the Carter Center to take charge of the program and later became in charge of all of our health programs.
Eradicating a guinea worm, as we heard from our reporter Jason Beaubien, involved getting people to change their habits, especially people who were in extreme pain, to change what they did. Do you think that's a taller order than getting a population, say, inoculated or medicated for something?
Well, it's much more difficult because there's no medicine to treat guinea worm. And if they will filter all that water that they drink out of that filthy pond and then will not go into the water when they have a guinea worm emerging, then in a year's time, if everybody in the village does that, then the guinea worm is gone for that particular village. But we had 23,600 villages that we had to contact and teach each one of them how to do this, and that's what's taken 30 years.
As you said, you learned about this disease via a project about water, and guinea worm would be one of many diseases that remind us how problematic humanity's relationship to water can be. That's the big problem, it seems.
That's true. It's getting more serious every year because the population is increasing. And quite often, from irrigation purposes and otherwise, the streams that formerly provided drinking water for people and for other purposes are now shrinking up. So with smaller streams and more people, the competition for water is going to get increasingly more intense in years to come.
And when we speak of, say, eradication of guinea worm, the worm isn't extinct. Is it possible that there could be a recurrence of this disease?
No. Once a particular water hole, which has to be stagnant water, has guinea worm gone, then the only way it can be revived in that particular area is for someone with guinea worm coming out of their body is to wade out into the water and let more eggs be planted. So we've never had a case when we completely eradicated from a village of guinea worm recurring unless some stranger comes from a distant place and wades out of the water with guinea worm. But the villagers know to keep people out of the water, and once they do that, the guinea worm is gone forever.
I've read that river blindness, which is also caused by a parasitic worm and transmitted by flies, that's next on your hit list. Where does that effort stand?
Well, we've now taken the leadership in the world in doing away with river blindness in particular countries. We've been quite successful in Latin America. We've now moved our effort to Africa. In the past, what the total world effort was with river blindness was just to eliminate it for 1 year at a time, and the river blindness egg stayed in the body. But now we have taken on a task of eliminating river blindness in individual countries or entire sections of the world. And so we've shifted from just controlling the disease every year to eliminating it completely. And we're making very good progress on that.
President Carter, thanks for talking with us. And by the way, speaking of health, you're doing well? Feel okay?
I feel just fine, yes. I'm doing quite well. We're checking very carefully to see if the brain cancer comes back, but so far there's been no sign of it. I just want to get rid of the last case of guinea worm during my lifetime. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, it's at the number of cases this year, it's looking pretty good.
It looks like good so far.
President Jimmy Carter, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.